Hey guys, welcome back to the Fix Your Gut podcast. And today I wanted to kind of dive into the nitty-gritty of what is the gut microbiome and this fallacy that we can just take a probiotic and everything will be okay. And unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, they try a probiotic and sometimes or oftentimes they actually feel much worse. So we're going to look at why that is and why a probiotic is actually not enough and sometimes makes us feel worse. So let's dive in. You're listening to the Fix Your Gut podcast, a podcast that empowers you to understand why you have gut issues and what to do about it. After over 20 years of suffering with IBS, migraines, and chronic fatigue, I decided to take matters into my own hands and I became a nutritionist so I could not only heal myself, but heal others that were struggling like me. Odds are you're here because you're stuck. Your doctor couldn't help and you've already tried cutting out foods and probiotics. So now what? You don't have to suffer anymore. You can heal your gut. We're going to go beyond diet and supplements to empower you with the knowledge you need to achieve deep, lasting healing and finally enjoy food again and get your life back. In order to understand why probiotics aren't enough to heal the gut and make you feel better, banish bloating and regulate your bowel movements and all of that good stuff, we have to kind of take a look at how the gut works and what exactly the microbiome is. So if you're not familiar with the term microbiome, it is a term that encompasses the ecosystem of our gut, which means it's comprised of bacteria, but also viruses, sometimes parasites, and fungi or yeast. And all of these things typically live in harmony until something disrupts it. So that something could be an antibiotic, an illness like a virus or infection, a diet change, so eating more processed foods. So many things can disrupt the gut microbiome. But the great thing is your body is designed to heal. It has the ability to bounce back. However, we have to put the body in a healing state in order for it to heal. I'm not going to dive into that too much in this episode. I'm going to save it for another episode. But I want to remind you that, yes, you can be eating super healthy or super clean, and you can be taking all these supplements, or maybe you're even working with a practitioner like myself, but you're just not seeing results for some reason. And you start to get really frustrated, right? Because you're like, I'm doing everything right. What's the problem here? Am I just never going to get better? And oftentimes there are several pieces of the puzzle missing. The main one being your nervous system. Your body is not in a healing state because you're constantly in that stress or fight or flight sympathetic nervous system state where you're constantly on edge and stressed out. When you're constantly in that state, your digestion shuts down to conserve resources for survival. And it actually promotes inflammation and the growth of harmful bacteria and constipation or diarrhea. Like, it's going to cause all of these problems. And so your body is the furthest thing away it could be from a healing state, right? In order to be in a healing state, we have to regulate the nervous system, meaning we have to spend as much time as possible in that calm parasympathetic nervous system, aka a rest and digest state. And that's where healing happens. So the biggest mistake that I see people making with regards to gut healing is fixating on diet and supplements and not looking at their lifestyle and their stress levels and looking at what are some practices that I can incorporate into my daily life, daily being the key word, that will help regulate my nervous system. For me, that has been deep breathing and meditation and gentle yoga and stretching. These things allow me to shift my nervous system from that stressed fight or flight survival type state into that healing, calm, rest and digest state where healing happens. Okay, so that's all I'm going to say about that in this episode. We're going to focus on the microbiome, but I want you to know that when we're balancing the microbiome, we have to be in that healing state for shifts to happen. So the microbiome is basically this ecosystem of microbes in your gut, and they do so many things for us. They help build happy hormones, so our brain chemicals. They help us digest and absorb our food. They regulate our immune system. They talk to our brain and regulate our nervous system and mental health. They affect our cognitive function. So a lot of us have brain fog or poor memory. There's something going on oftentimes with the gut microbiome and the communication with the brain. So they do so many things for us. They even produce some vitamins. And so we really have to look at what can we do to feed these healthy bacteria and kind of starve the growth or not promote the growth of the more harmful bacteria. So while there's bacteria, yeast, viruses, all kinds of things living in there, I'm just going to use the general term bacteria for this podcast. So what do these guys need to thrive and be in a balanced ecosystem type state? They need fiber. They need antioxidants. They need your nervous system to be in a good state. Can't hammer that home enough. And they need to not be bombarded with things like toxins, whether that's medications, pesticides, chemicals from beauty products. They need to be not bombarded with those things. And obviously things like antibiotics. So we obviously have to modulate or change our diet and our lifestyle in a way that's going to support the growth of these guys, right? So why do people think that a probiotic can fix their gut? Probably because of the marketing that's out there. And oftentimes because our society is very much, a pill for every ill. So, you have a headache, take this pill. You have a stomach ache, take this pill. We want to simplify it because we're too busy and stressed. And frankly, we don't even know how our body works or enough about our body to figure out what's wrong and how to actually treat the root cause rather than just slap a Band-Aid on it with a medication. Okay, so we look at probiotics as kind of like a natural solution to healing, and they are beneficial. There's a lot of research on the benefit of them, but the wrong one at the wrong time, and especially when you're not doing all the other things like diet, movement, mindset, sleep, stress management, it's really not going to make as much of a difference as you hope it would. So I don't want you to fixate on probiotics. The other thing we need to know is that prebiotics feed probiotics. So prebiotics are actually types of fiber that come from food, and they feed the probiotics to keep them alive and healthy. And then when the probiotics are fed and they're doing their thing, they actually produce these compounds called postbiotics. And these are, there's a lot of research coming up on these now. So things like butyrate, you can actually buy butyrate supplements. It's one of several what's called short chain fatty acids. And they are extremely nourishing compounds for your gut. They help your gut stay nice and the cells of your gut stay nice and healthy and prevent you from developing things like leaky gut and inflammation. It's also going to help prevent things like colon cancer, right? We want to keep that gut in a nice, healthy state. Helps you absorb things, helps you modulate your immune system, all that good stuff. So we're feeding our gut bacteria the fiber it needs to survive, and it's going to produce these gut healing compounds for us. So what can go wrong, and why is a probiotic not enough? So definitely if you were to take an antibiotic, it is a good idea to try a probiotic afterwards. But I want you to keep in mind that antibiotics, especially broad spectrum ones, can kill a very wide range of microbes. And sometimes this can cause specific species in your gut to go extinct. The probiotics on the market, there's only so many types, right? And so I'll back up and say, we want as much diversity in our gut as possible. People in less developed countries where it's not quite as overly sanitized as North America have, thousands of different types of bacteria. In North America, we have maybe a couple hundred different types of bacteria. And someone with an unhealthy gut has even less, maybe only 100 or 50 types. So when you think about that, and think about if you've ever looked at probiotics, there's only so many types on the market. There's only so many strains. When you read that bottle, there's maybe 20 or 30 strains that you can get in a supplement form right now. So really, when you take something like an antibiotic, you can't adequately replenish it by taking a probiotic, because a lot of the strains that you may have killed, we don't even have as a probiotic, right? It's not available. So what do we really need to do is we need to reduce the inflammation that's caused by the antibiotic. And also we have to start feeding the gut fiber. So this is where it becomes tricky, because a lot of people that have chronic gut issues don't do well with fiber. And so we need to get that fiber in there in a way that doesn't cause more gas, more bloating, more symptoms. So for these people, a low FODMAP type fiber or low FODMAP diet may be best. I'm not going to dive into too much of that in this episode, because I am going to do a whole specific episode on specific gut friendly or gut healing diets, including low FODMAP. But as a general, quick and dirty, basically low FODMAP diets are restricting fermentable carbohydrates. So there's certain parts of foods that are fermentable by your gut bacteria. And when they ferment it, it produces gas and bloating and indigestion. So that's things like onion and garlic, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, kale and cabbage, apples, all of these things that may cause you to be gassy. Those are typically low or higher FODMAP foods. And so the irony is we actually need these fermentable carbs to feed our gut bacteria. But when your gut is really out of whack, especially after something like an antibiotic, you probably won't tolerate FODMAP foods that well. So you want to focus on lower FODMAP fibers. And you can easily grab a list of those online. But I just want to make clear that in order to fully replenish the gut, the main thing you want to do is get as much fiber and as much diversity of fiber as possible, because that is what's going to grow your own gut bacteria, not an external source, your own. You're growing it yourself. It is permanent in your gut, and it may include many, many different species that are not available in a probiotic, right? So again, the other thing with probiotics is there's only so many strains available. We covered that. But the other issue is they don't colonize the gut permanently. So if you get a bottle, you finish that bottle, about 2 weeks to max 6 weeks later, they are gone from your gut. They are completely gone. So in order to have the benefit, we have to continuously take them. And you shouldn't have to continuously take something to feel good. The idea of using supplements is a temporary measure, if you're doing it right, to fix the underlying issue, and then you get off it. Okay, so if you're feeling like there are numerous supplements that you need to function and keep your gut in a good state, you need to book an appointment with someone like myself to figure out, okay, what is the root cause here? How do we get at that root cause and heal it so that you only need supplements temporarily, very specific ones that are unique to you, and then you can get off them after a few months. Okay. So the other caveat to this is things like fermented foods. Because with fermented foods, yes, there's probiotics naturally occurring in them, and they are quite good for your gut. However, a lot of people with chronic gut issues also have issues with histamine. These are very high histamine foods. And if you're someone who has a lot of allergies and you get a lot of rashes and sinus problems and you're feeling foggy and tired all the time, and or you have a lot of, you know, constipation, you probably have histamine issues. And that means you're not able to adequately break down histamine in your body. We do need a certain amount, but when it becomes quite high, you're going to get these allergy type symptoms, including gut issues. So a lot of people that have this gut bacteria imbalance, or what we call dysbiosis as a general term, and or chronic constipation, we end up with low amounts of a certain enzyme called DAO that breaks down histamine. So you end up with high levels of histamine constantly in the body. And then when you eat a high histamine food, so that's anything fermented like yogurt, kefir, kimchi, sauerkraut, pickles, so these are true ferments we're talking about, not the ones on the grocery store shelf, and then alcohol. And if you have a strong reaction to any of these foods, that's a good sign you have histamine intolerance, and you may need to avoid them until you heal the root causes of your gut issues. So it's a really good sign that something in your gut, especially your gut bacteria, is out of whack if you can't tolerate histamine foods. On my gut healing journey, I had tried everything from the extreme gut healing diets and cleanses, handfuls of supplements, and I still was struggling with symptoms after decades of trying to heal. I wish someone had told me earlier that it was fear that was keeping me stuck. Let me explain. A few years back, I had hit a really low point and I had made a few newer friends who were into more kind of woo-woo things like meditation, breathwork, qigong, and mindfulness practices. Stuff that as a sciencey person, I used to think was just complete baloney, but there is science to it. And the more I hung out with them and started to open my mind to trying some of these practices, and the more I started to regularly incorporate them into my daily routine, the better I felt. It was actually helping me heal, and my energy came back, my gut got better, I started tolerating more foods, had less bloating, I even started sleeping better, I was happier and way less anxious. I started to feel like myself again for the first time in maybe decades. But looking back now, I realized the real reason I was stuck with my gut healing for so long was because my body was stuck in survival mode. The burnout that I had put myself through between school and working three jobs and starting a business and like a lot of other significant life changes caused real physical changes in my gut, including my gut microbiome. And yes, that needed to be addressed. So, you know, doing all the things with diet and supplements, but doing that alone just wasn't enough for me to feel better. In order to really heal, I had to add on those daily healthy habits and nervous system practices that allowed me to shift my body out of a survival mode and into what I call a rest and digest or healing state. And that is where the magic happened. From there, my healing took off and I have been feeling so much better than I ever have before. And it happened quite quickly too. So I want to share my story to highlight a truth that many other gut healing practitioners just simply don't address. That gut healing is not as simple as just fixating on healing the gut itself with diet and supplements. It actually requires a whole mind-body approach. And the thing is that gut healing, you know, it requires healthy habits and actual long-term sustainable change. It's not meant to be a short-term diet, cleanse, or reset. And building these healthy habits actually takes time. And like other habits, it can be hard, right? So this is the number one reason that people get stuck and frustrated with gut healing, because change is hard and we have to change quite a bit of our habits and lifestyle. So this is when it came to me that, you know, doing sessions one-on-one with people wasn't quite enough. I realized that I needed to put something together that would like give people daily motivation, engagement, and encouragement to remind them to check in with their body and slowly build these healthy habits, including nervous system regulation habits that were going to allow them to heal their gut faster so they could actually break free of that chronic bloating and gut issues and those restrictive diets and get their life back. So something that I decided to add into my existing course, the Fix Your Gut Formula, before I make a special announcement, kind of going back to my signature program, the Fix Your Gut Formula, originally started out as, you know, okay, a step-by-step guide to healing your gut by focusing on the four R's of gut healing, very specific changes we make with diet and supplements, and some lifestyle things like sleep and stress to help you balance out your gut, especially your gut microbiome. But I realized the longer I worked with people that I needed to start adding more to that program. So I started adding more videos and content on the mind-body connection, including mindset, mental health, and other nervous system practices like deep breathing and yoga. Because I realized that to truly heal your gut, you have to find balance, and not just balance with, you know, the things you're eating, but with your mind and your body, and kind of learning to tune into and listen to and honor your body's needs. So you can really shift out of that survival mode and into a healing state. So when I had these practices in there, I noticed that people were getting a lot more out of the program. And so the whole point of that program was to really inspire people to make these long-term sustainable changes, not just with their diet and specific supplements, but changing certain things about their lifestyle that allows them to heal faster and get off the restrictive diets and finally get rid of bloating. So fast track another year or so, and I'm realizing that while this course, the Fix Your Gut Formula, has been really helpful for a lot of my clients, a lot of them will purchase it and then they just don't end up using it. And that's because, you know, you have the best intentions, you want to eat better, you want to heal your gut, but life happens sometimes. And, you know, you're doing well, and maybe you quote unquote fall off the wagon, or you just forget about the course, you don't have time, or you're feeling too stressed. You have the best intentions, but you just don't get around to it. And I see this all the time with my clients. They're doing so well, and then something happens, you know, a loved one gets sick or they get sick and they kind of fall off the wagon. And then they get stuck in this vicious cycle of they're not sleeping well, they have more anxiety, they're craving more carbs, they're just not doing the things, and they're more tired and they're not cooking. They're not doing the things that are foundational habits to keep them moving forward with their gut healing. And so their gut symptoms come back or they worsen and they start to blame the food. But really, there's so much more going on as to why they're reaching for these comfort foods. So I realized in working with people that we need something that's more than just a course. We need an app, because apps are what we use day to day that keep us engaged, right? They send us notifications. They're prompting us to check in and see what the latest updates are. It's prompting us to like learn and log in and use these modules and these resources that are there for us. So that's when I realized I needed to build an app. And I am putting together the Fix Your Gut app. It's going to be coming out 2024. And so I wanted to share with you a very exclusive promotion. If you purchase the Fix Your Gut formula, my signature program, before February 10th, you will get free access to the new Fix Your Gut app once it is launched in 2024. Stay tuned for the date. And I have some really exciting new features. So yes, you get all of the features of the course inside the app, but you also get symptom tracking, discussion boards, and a chance to do one-on-one messaging coaching with myself. But the most exciting thing is my friend Linda Stiludi is going to be joining me, and she is a gut-centered hypnotherapist. I know that sounds a little woo-woo, but if you research gut-centered hypnotherapy, and there's certain apps that are already out there that are focused on this, because there is so much clinical evidence and proof that it helps by helping to regulate the gut-brain connection, it's very, very effective. So I'm really excited for her to be putting some gut-centered hypnotherapy lessons on there, but we're also going to be adding some daily affirmations and other amazing tools from Linda as well. So a reminder that if you do purchase the Fix Your Gut formula before February 10th, you will get free access to the app when it launches. And I'm really, really excited for you to check it out. So a lot of diets that are, you know, called gut healing diets or gut friendly diets, like low FODMAP or gluten free or any diet where you're kind of restricting fiber, restricting carbs, you're essentially starving your gut bacteria of the food it needs to survive. So if you starve something, eventually it's going to die, right? So if you're starving the bacteria, they're going to die. And now you're thinking you can replace it with a probiotic, but remember, those probiotics only come in very specific strains. So you may actually, with these long-term diets, so these diets are only intended for use for maybe 6 months or so as a therapeutic use. But if you've been on low FODMAP or some other kind of special diet for 6 months, a year or longer, you need to think about weaning back on those foods. And if you really can't tolerate them, work with a practitioner, because you're essentially starving your gut bacteria. And while you may be managing your symptoms, you're actually doing more harm than good for the long term. And you may actually end up increasing inflammation, or what I call silent inflammation. So you may not have gut symptoms, but over time, you will develop new symptoms and new issues and high levels of inflammation in the gut. And unfortunately, that can lead to even more health issues like serious IBD, so inflammatory bowel diseases like Crohn's and colitis, or even gut cancers. So we really want to make sure we're not starving the bacteria of the food that they need, the fibers that they need. The final thing is, if you are thinking that, you know, I'll just take a probiotic, it's fine, but you're chronically constipated, even with a probiotic. Maybe you've even tried adding more fiber and you're still constipated. And first off, if you're chronically constipated, we got to find the underlying root cause. For many people, it's one of two things. Either you're stuck in that fight or flight stress state and your digestion has shut down. And that's where, if you really practice deep breathing and stimulating your vagus nerve, it will help you go. But the second most common thing would be your gut bacteria is really out of whack and you probably have high levels of something called, methanogens. Methanogens produce methane and methane is paralyzing to the gut. And so you're going to end up with chronic constipation. So I want you to know that no matter what you do, if you're taking a probiotic or other supplements for gut health or you're eating super healthy, that's all great. But if you're chronically constipated, you're going to be promoting the growth of harmful bacteria and causing high levels of inflammation. You're not able to detox. So you're going to have more and more gut issues and it's never going to get better until you regulate your bowel movements. So what I don't recommend doing is relying on laxatives, either medical or pharmaceutical, like pills, prescription pills, over-the-counter stuff, or even natural ones like Cascara Sagadra or whatever it's called. We don't want to rely on those because your bowels actually become dependent on it. And when you try to stop, you can't go. But secondly, they actually can flush out some of your gut bacteria and create inflammation and create more problems for the gut. So really, again, you want to work with a practitioner and figure out, you know, why do I have this chronic constipation? And how do we get the gut moving again in order to kickstart that healing process? So just adding things to your system like a probiotic or anything else that's some kind of gut supplement is not going to help if you're not going to the bathroom or if you're starving your bacteria of the fiber it needs or if you're taking, you know, over-the-counter things like painkillers and antihistamines and antacids. These are all going to cause disruption to your gut bacteria. And until we get that under control and get to those root causes of, you know, is it these things or is there even something else that's causing the bacterial imbalance? Things like infections, viruses, different things like that. If we don't get those root causes under control, you know, no supplement, no probiotic, no special diet, nothing is going to work. But the good news is we can get you there. So if you're really struggling and probiotics are not helping, nothing seems to help, you feel like you're reacting to everything you eat, you're bloating up every time you eat, I highly recommend booking an appointment with myself and let's get you started and figure out what's going on in there and how we can create a customized, personalized plan to get you feeling better in as little as 1 to 3 months. If you're feeling like probiotics make you feel way worse, especially if they're causing things like heartburn and belching and you feel really full all the time, even from one bite of food or even drinking water, you could be developing or have what's called SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth. When you have SIBO, you actually have too much bacteria, not necessarily bad bacteria, but too much bacteria in your small intestine, and it's not really supposed to be there in high levels. That can happen due to the use of antibiotics, antacids, having low stomach acid, chronically being stressed, having poor immune function from burnout, and more commonly, chronic constipation. To be mostly in your large intestine and colon. When you're having some of these motility issues, that bacteria can start to migrate upwards and into your small intestine where it's not supposed to be. So at that point, you're going to have a lot of gas, bloating, belching, reacting to foods, pain up under your rib cage. You may start getting brain fog, fatigue, noticing that your stools are sticking to the toilet or oily. You're not digesting things properly. If you get blood work, you're probably showing up low in iron and B12. So we really have to figure out, you know, if you're struggling, especially with a lot of these upper gut symptoms, you may have SIBO and taking a probiotic is going to make you feel worse. Now, that's not to say that you should never use a probiotic, but rather that treating SIBO is very tricky and it needs to be done in a very specific way, with a 4-step protocol that I use that is science-based. And typically that first step is focused more on killing off the overgrowth of bacteria. It's not until step 4 that we start to bring in things like fermented foods and probiotics to reestablish the healthy levels of bacteria in the body. So only then can your body tolerate those probiotics. Is to just kind of list off a few things where probiotics can be helpful. So yes, if you've taken an antibiotic, you do want to help restore the gut and bring down that inflammation. So a probiotic could be helpful there. It also can help to support your immune system if you're someone who gets sick frequently. They're really great for supporting mental health. They bring down inflammation and modulate inflammatory conditions. So if you're getting a lot of pain and headaches, it can help with that. They actually can help regulate your sleep. So if you have gut bacteria imbalances, it disrupts your sleep cycle, and adding the right bacteria in is going to help regulate that. They also can help you be less reactive to stress and feel more grounded and calm. So they actually regulate or help to regulate your nervous system. So there's so many benefits to probiotics, but I just want to make sure you guys aren't self-prescribing, and that, you know, when I work with someone, I look at, okay, would a probiotic be helpful for this person? Yes, but not right off the bat is usually the answer. And I also consider which probiotic will be best for them and at what time. So there's many types of probiotics. I'll briefly go through. There's lactobacillus, which are more specific to the upper gut. There's bifido strains, which are more in the lower gut and colon. There's spore-based probiotics that come from typically from earth or the dirt. And there's probiotic yeast like S. boulardii. So these are the main types that are currently on the market, and which one I use with a client is really dependent on research and my clinical judgment and determining that by what they have going on. So if they have an autoimmune condition, I'm going to use things more like S. boulardii and spore-based probiotics. Especially too, if they have SIBO, I'm going to stay away from lactobacillus and bifido probiotics, at least initially, because they can colonize the small intestine and make those upper gut symptoms worse, right? So there's so many types out there, and which one you use and when is really the crucial factor as to whether it will help you feel better or whether it'll make you feel worse. So if you really are struggling with getting a hold on, you know, how to balance your gut bacteria without crazy strict diets, and you feel like you're trying all these supplements and nothing's helping you, again, book in a session with me. I do offer meet and greet sessions, so free 20-minute sessions where we can chat about what you have going on, and I can give you some insight and kind of a rough game plan as to what would be best for you or where to start and what I would do if I were to work with you one-on-one.
That's it for me. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, I hope you found it helpful, and make sure that you hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any new episodes. If you really love the show, be sure to share the episode on social or leave a rating and review in your podcast app. If you're a longtime listener, you know what's up. I'll be back soon with another episode of the Fix Your Gut podcast with more science-based, digestible strategies for root cause gut healing so you can get your life back and enjoy food again. Chat soon.